I can call you.
Jack of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria today will reach a high of 30, Joburg 27 and Rustenburg 37.
A collision at Alexandra N3 southbound after Marlborough Drive. It's causing slow moving traffic.
In your sport, former All Blacks coach Steve Hansen claims the All Blacks were robbed in the 2023 World Cup final against the Springboks. And just 5 months into his tenure, Manchester United part ways with their sporting director Dan Ashworth.
The South African Democratic Teachers Union has urged President Cyril Ramaphosa to stick to Friday's deadline and sign into law the final two clauses of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. Ramaphosa signed the act into law in September, but due to opposition from the DA, delayed the implementation of clauses 4 and 5 for 3 months to allow for negotiations and solutions. SATU spokesperson Nomusa Qembe says they will take legal action and strike if the Bela Act is amended.
In any court of law for its constitutionality, nor declared unconstitutional by any court of law. There was no lawful, rational, or constitutionally valid reason for not putting the two sections into operation.
The Border Management Authority has temporarily suspended general cargo processing and passenger movements at the Limpopo port of entry due to fresh protests on the Mozambican side. The border has been operating intermittently since October following post-election unrest in our neighbouring country. The BMA's acting commissioner, Jane Tupana, says discussions are being held with various trade associations and stakeholders regarding proposed contingency plans.
Transporters with depots in Komati Port direct their vehicles to those depots. We also recommend that transporters park at the designated truck holding area in kilometer 7, and transporters are urged not to dispatch new vehicles to the port until further notice.
The firearm case against the EFF leader Julius Malema and his former bodyguard Andre Snyman will resume in January after the state concluded its closing arguments. The pair appeared in the East London Regional Court yesterday, where they faced charges of contravening the provisions of the Firearms Control Act linked to the discharge of a gun by Malema at the party's 2018 rally in Mthatsane. The NBA's spokesperson in the Eastern Cape, Lutolo Tiali.
It has been adjourned to the 23rd and 24th of January 2025 after the state finished its closing arguments. The defense could not finish.
And Time magazine will announce the 2024 Person of the Year on Thursday. It's been running since 1927. It's a group, concept, or person that has the biggest impact, for good or for ill, on the world over the previous 12 months. The shortlist was announced this morning, and it includes the two presidential candidates in the US, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Kate Middleton, amid her cancer battle, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for obvious reasons, and then the US podcaster Joe Rogan. The Joe Rogan Experience was the top podcast on Spotify in 2024 for the fifth year in a row and averages 11 million listeners per episode. I'm Aris Renewald, to Wifnis Hiri Ir, Satu Dreig met de Stok, indien die Bela Wet nie teen Vrijdag ten volle geïmplementeerd word.
So it's just the person who had the most impact.
Who's
in our faces that much this year, I guess. But I mean, Trump would probably be up there as well.
Yeah, so he is, both him and Kamala Harris. And I think the most important thing is it's not necessarily the person that's done the most good.
No.
It could be...
just a newsmaker.
I would say...
yes.
I think Benjamin Netanyahu, I mean, the war in Gaza been, and I mean, for good or ill, that's up to you to decide. But... he's pretty much been in the news constantly. He's had a massive impact. His decisions have had, I think, some of the biggest impacts on the world.